We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dr. Alan Philippe, who is the head of trauma surgery at Allegheny Health Network. Good morning.
Good morning.
So every year it seems like we hear about somebody who ran into problems with fireworks. I'm just curious, do you have any idea how many people get hurt around this time of year because of fireworks?
Yeah, it's literally thousands. If you look nationwide, in the weeks surrounding the holiday, almost 300 people a day will be coming into the emergency rooms because of those kind of injuries.
What kinds of things have you seen?
You tend to see hand and arm injuries, you know, the fuse that doesn't light or trying to fire something out of a bottle or a can. And then you see face and eye injuries, checking on something that didn't seem to be going off correctly, you know, people walking back over and leaning over and having an explosion right in their face.
Does it ever amaze you that, I mean, I don't want to say it sounds like there somebody did something dumb, but does it ever amaze you what you see?
Yeah, you know, we always talk a lot about safety and taking precautions and being careful, and it never seems to sink home for everybody. And, of course, the other issue is it's a holiday, and it's one of the biggest beer-consuming weekends of the year, and that always adds to the bad decision-making.
I was going to say, I wonder how often alcohol is involved in this kind of stuff. But, I mean, from a standpoint of the injuries, we're talking about flesh wounds, or can these things be more serious?
Oh, they can certainly be serious. We've seen people lose fingers, hands, eyes, really significant things. And honestly, the other piece of that we often forget about is it's such a huge travel weekend. When you combine a bunch of people on the road with a big beer drinking weekend, then we also see a huge uptick in car crashes.
You mentioned vision. So often we see things happen and somebody might lose their vision. Is it usually a temporary thing where they get something in their eye and they can recover from that?
Thankfully, most of the time it is. The number of times that they don't recover, at least partially, is pretty small, thankfully.
It seems like it would go without saying that if you're going to shoot off fireworks, don't hold them in your hand. But it seems like so many times people will light them with the intent of throwing them, and that's where they tend to get into trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. The homemade fireworks are another area that we see. If you're going to use fireworks, getting them from a reputable store certainly makes sense. And maybe even better would be just going to see one of the municipal shows and not taking a chance at all.
Doc, as a kid, and my guess is you may have been in the same boat as I was, it was not unusual for us to be handed a sparkler and be able to wave it around and that kind of thing. Done safely, is that okay?
You know, I think, like you, I had the same experience as a kid, and I loved it. I think as long as there's adult supervision, that those people aren't intoxicated, that those can be done in a safe way. You just have to be thoughtful about it, and you know, in the same way that you'd let a kid ride a bike or a teenager start to drive a car or those things, I think you just have to treat it with the seriousness it deserves.
Those sparklers are pretty hot.
Yeah, they are, absolutely.
I mean, it's hundreds and maybe even up to close to 1,000 degrees. I think, what is it? They say they can burn up to 2,000 degrees, which, yeah, you don't recover.
Yeah, something that you hand to a kid, you wouldn't think that would be the case, but it is.
I would imagine that you also get situations where people are just, they don't expect what happens with a firework, and they're caught off guard.
Yeah, I think that's right. A really common story is, you know, I tried to light the fuse and it didn't light, so I waited a minute or two, and then I went back to check on it, and then it goes off.
You know, we had a fireworks expert on yesterday who was telling us there's no such thing as a dud when it comes to a firework. You may light it, it may not go off, but you should consider it potentially ready to explode. up until the time where you can throw it in a bucket of water. And they were recommending 20 minutes. Wait 20 minutes from the time a dud doesn't go off before you put it in some water to kill it, because it still has the potential of going off. And you're right. I would imagine that that is a major problem. The folks who get hurt, generally adults, or do you see more adults than kids, or what's it like?
It's about 75% male, as one might imagine. And it's tends to be younger, so kind of 15 to 45. So, you know, teenage males, you and I were there at one point, like we said. And then, you know, the dad that's out in the backyard with the kids, or, you know, having the bonfire or grilling and having a few beers and doing the fireworks with friends. So skews heavily towards males.
Well, you certainly don't want to see them in the ER tomorrow, and let's hope that people are safe. Dr. Alan Philp from the Allegheny Health Network, head of trauma surgery, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Brought to you by Allegheny Health Network, Health for All, 412-DOCTORS. It's a great resource anytime.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.